With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockster. The holiday travel rush is on.
Memories are still fresh of last year's holiday meltdown at Southwest Airlines. 2 million travelers were stranded. Anna Zappa made it back home from Santiago, Chile.
We drove to the airport at 5 p.m., and then I landed in Houston this morning at 5 a.m., and wow. I fell asleep right at the gate waiting for my flight to Chicago.
Maggie Terrell took the chance and flew standby from New York to O'Hare.
Which the week of holiday, you know, is tricky to do, and I made it on the second try.
The FAA says it is creating more air traffic routes, especially along the East Coast. People driving will find gas cheaper than last Christmas. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, Texas flying migrants from the U.S.-Mexico border to Chicago, part of Republican Governor Greg Abbott's multi-billion-dollar border security plan called Operation Lone Star. The first flight on Tuesday carried more than 120 people, and that was a week after Chicago took a tougher stance on the buses he's been sending north. Since April last year, more than 80,000 illegal aliens have since been relocated through the effort, including 23,000 of those to Chicago. A GOP-led House panel is expanding its probe into Harvard to include allegations of plagiarism against President Claudine Gay.
Harvard last week cleared Gay of research misconduct after plagiarism allegations emerged. However, Education and Workforce Committee Chair Virginia Fox, the Republican from North Carolina, announced this week that the panel had begun a review of the university's handling of credible allegations of plagiarism by Gay. The House panel launched an investigation into Harvard and other elite colleges after college presidents gave congressional testimony defending their responses to a spike in incidents of...
That's Edwin Mora reporting, SRN News. Is a split in the Catholic Church's future?
The last time it fractured was over 500 years ago, and papal indulgences were the key issue. This time, it's homosexuality. Pope Francis' decision to allow priests to offer blessings for gay civil unions has enraged numerous conservative bishops around the globe. One of them, Tomasz Peta of the Archdiocese of St. Mary in Kazakhstan, has forbidden his priests from blessing homosexual relationships and has publicly admonished the Pope by name for his decision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican district attorney's appealed a court ruling that determined an 1849 Wisconsin law does not ban abortions, a decision that cleared the way for abortions to resume in the state. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky asked that the appeal be heard in the state's second district court of appeals, where three of the four judges are conservative. The appeal was expected. This is SRN News. Some Wells Fargo Bank employees in New Mexico vote to unionize. It's the first time workers at a major American bank try to organize in the modern era.
The vote comes amid a series of gains for unions in the U.S., with organized labor sealing huge contracts in industries that have historically had strong labor representation and making inroads in those that have not. Bankers and tellers at the Wells Fargo branch in Albuquerque, New Mexico, will join the Communications Workers of America's Wells Fargo Workers United. Rich Thomason reporting.
Animal shelters around the nation are overcrowded and bursting at the seams. Adoptions have not kept pace with the number of animals coming in, and that's created bottlenecks. Operators believe the influx of more animals is due largely to higher pet care costs and housing issues. Shelter Animals Count, a national database, estimates the shelter population grew by nearly 250,000 animals this year. More details at srnnews.com.